KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's mostly clear and 32 degrees here in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a high of 48. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday that deputies on Sunday arrested 49-year-old Timothy Glenn Post of Cumberland on a Class D felony charge of lascivious acts with a child. Post faces additional charges of indecent contact with a child, or conduct with a child, indecent exposure, and dissemination of obscene material. He was taken to the Cass County Jail and remained held on a $9,000 cash bond. On November 22nd, Cass County deputies arrested 32-year-old Aaron Michael Martison of Anita on charges of possession of marijuana first offense, possession of drug paraphernalia, and disorderly conduct. And 24-year-old Kevin Allen Fee of Sheraton was arrested that same day for possession of marijuana third offense and disorderly conduct. Both men were taken to the Cass County Jail and released the next day on their own recognizances. On November 17th, the Cass County deputies arrested 44-year-old Kimberly Denise Zybig of Griswold and 36-year-old Jason David White of Council Bluffs on charges of interference with official acts. Both were brought to the Cass County Jail and later released. On November 25th, deputies in Cass County arrested 56-year-old Robert Joseph Sawizik of Princeton, Wisconsin for theft in the fifth degree. Sawizik was taken to the Cass County Jail, pled guilty, and later released. And deputies on November 17th arrested 39-year-old Jack Osborne Jr. of Council Bluffs on a Pottawatomie County warrant. Osborne was transferred to Pottawatomie County the following day. Elsewhere in area news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports a man from Louisiana was arrested just before 11 p.m. Monday following an investigation into a family dispute in Red Oak. Red Oak police arrested 35-year-old Michael Kirk Josephson of New Orleans on charges that include simple assault and simple domestic assault. Josephson was being held in Montgomery County Jail without bond pending an appearance before a magistrate. A total of five juveniles from Oakland were cited into juvenile court last week following an investigation into an accident that took place on November 21st. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said the teens, all of whom are male, included two 13-year-olds and three 16-year-olds. They were cited in connection with the acts of vandalism and trespassing that took place in early October at the Oakland Golf and Country Club. Three juveniles were charged with criminal mischief in the fourth degree and theft in the fifth degree, along with trespassing after business hours at the course. Two other teens were charged with trespass. Officials say $500 damage was done to the hole number three on the property. The hole was damaged by the responsible parties taking flags from the course and poking 50 holes in the turf on two separate occasions. The information came forward from the teens after deputies were dispatched to 316 South Gates Street for a property damage accident on November 21st, and flags from the Oakland Golf and Country Club were located in the vehicle. The names of the teens were not released because of their age. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office on Monday released numerous reports on arrests and incidents that have taken place since early last week. Officials say among them was the arrest on Thanksgiving Day of 18-year-old Tyler Sean Alwan of Council Bluffs, who was charged two counts of possession of the intent to deliver marijuana and cocaine. A Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputy stopped Alwan's vehicle at around 1:35 a.m. for an equipment violation, and upon further investigation, located a substantial amount of narcotics in the vehicle, including a little more than 1/2 pound of marijuana and 2.4 grams of cocaine, along with various pieces of drug paraphernalia. A Council Bluffs woman was arrested last Saturday on drug and alcohol charges after a deputy conducted a traffic stop on an SUV for speeding and passing in a no-passing zone. 31-year-old Sarah Ann Wilson was subsequently arrested for OWI first offense, possession of a controlled substance, nearly 20.5 grams of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Sheriff's officials said also that 46-year-old Brenda Lee Hone of Council Bluffs was arrested Thursday for domestic assault with injury after she allegedly assaulted her 54-year-old boyfriend at a residence and then drove off. The victim suffered minor injuries. Hone's vehicle was located and a traffic stop conducted. Deputies noticed she had suffered minor injuries during the altercation but also did not require medical attention. She was brought to the Pott County Jail, where Hone allegedly began to resist corrections officers. The woman was placed in a holding cell until she calmed down. And a Council Bluffs man already in the Pott County Jail on separate charges was served with a warrant last Wednesday. 41-year-old Shane Leland Millett was served with a warrant for two counts of sexual abuse in the second degree, indecent contact with a child, and lascivious act with a child. He remains held in the Pottawatomie County Jail. In the funeral announcements, Deborah K. McMichael, age 59, of Audubon, died Thursday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Deborah McMichael will be this morning at 10:30 at the Ross Calvary United Methodist Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Gilbert Peterson, age 84, of Atlantic, died Saturday in Norwalk. Funeral services for Gilbert Peterson will be held on Wednesday, tomorrow, 10:30, at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Doris Plain, age 89, of Shelby, died Saturday. Funeral services for Doris Plain will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Catherine Joan Pat Donnelly, age 81, of Stewart, has died. A massive Christian burial for Catherine Pat Donnelly will be held Thursday at 10 a.m. at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. George Schumann, age 85, of Omaha and formerly of Oakland, died Sunday. Funeral services for George Schumann will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Joyce Ann Hall Trent, age 81, of Menlo, died Sunday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A gathering of family and friends for Joyce Trent will be held Friday from 10 until 11 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. John Newsom, age 42, of Exira, died November 24th at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for John Newsom will be on Friday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Elmer Bud Meyer, age 100, of Bridgewater, died Sunday at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Bud Meyer will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Messina United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home of Messina has arrangements. And Betty Jane Zanders, age 87, of Anita, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Betty Jane Zanders are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker Cards and Cards, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.